KR4, Foxtrot, Echo Mike, KR4, FEM, I'm mobile, monitoring.
KR4, FEM, this is KR4, AAE, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, how are you doing, KR4, AAE, this morning?
Doing pretty good, just trying to make my way back home. Name is Steven on this end. What's your name over there?
I'm Justin, good to meet you. Just dropped the kids off at school and headed into a little co-working space to do some work this morning.
Copy that. Notice your call sign is a KR4. Sounds like you're a pretty new ham, just like me.
I think it's been only a couple months now, so relatively new. Still trying to figure all this out. Are you a technician as well, or you go for a higher class?
I've got my general. I am thinking about going for extra eventually. Welcome to the hobby. Get ready, because if you like to tinker, you can tinker all day, and it's fun.
Problem. I work from home and sometimes have my radio set up and running through the day and tinkering that. I get distracted from what I should be focused on is work. So it's it can be a challenge to have to just turn it off sometimes and not tinker with it.
Don't feel bad. I'm in the same boat as you. I like to tinker and I'll get distracted on radio and I'll forget about work and say, oh, I got to get back and go to work.
Where are you located?
And Taylor's over by Pebble Creek. How about you?
I'm in the Five Forks area, but right now I'm mobile in downtown Greenville.
Copy that. You're sounding good. What rig are you talking on right now?
Yeah, 50 watts. Dual band, Anytone, mobile radio, hooked up to a little magnetic antenna sitting on the back of my truck. So it seems to work well for me.
If you're making it clear to the repeater like you are now, you're doing pretty good. So what type of work do you do?
I guess tech sales. So data, hardware, software, all that kind of fun stuff, primarily in the weather space.
In the tech sector as well, I manage network connectivity for a very large global organization named Ingram Micro. You've probably heard of them.
I'm a little choppy there. I didn't catch the name of who you work for.
Ingram Micro.
Are they local to the area?
To have a building in the area or an office that I could work out of, but they sold it. We're global, so we've got places all over the U.S. and the globe, so I could literally work 24 hours, 7 days a week if I really wanted to. But we're based out of Irvine, California.
I was at IBM, and then they sold our division, which is the weather company, which runs the Weather Channel, a year and a half or so ago, and they're based out of New York, Atlanta, and Boston, Massachusetts area, and so I think I'm the only South Carolina employee, so I'm 100% remote.
That remote work, I don't know if I could do that all the time. I mean, I'm working remote currently. But I do need some social interaction and a team and some people around me where I can goof off with throughout the day.
Yeah, for the past 4 years or so now, my team was remote before the pandemic, but I travel a couple times a month and get to see other people. I'm on video calls all day long with internal and external. So I get to talk to enough people. It doesn't feel too isolating, thankfully.
I found that out that some companies have figured it out. They do it pretty good, and some others have not. And Ingram's just one of those that are just very large and hard to get everybody together because you span so many different time zones and regions.
Yeah, I got one client who's got two principals, one's based in L.A. and one's based in London. And so it's like a small little window each day that I can meet with those guys. When it's not needed too late in London and not too early in L.A. And so being global, when we're global as well, it can be a challenge. Timing right for multi-person meetings.
Copy that. So what specific side of tech sales are you in?
So for the software, data, hardware, I'm selling to specifically in the media vertical. Everything that they need to create weather forecasts, either mobile apps or on-air presentations for TV. We've got an aviation side, a consumer side, which is the Weather Channel, and then a military side providing weather data for, like, military operations and stuff. So I'm in the media side for enterprise data, software, and hardware to basically every media organization in this country, and then some international ones as well.
That's interesting. Sounds like you'll it'll never get boring. It's always changing, and you got a very wide range of people you work with, which is awesome.
It's nice having a global territory, so it's definitely never dull, and the media industry is evolving significantly this year, especially in the next year with the FCC regulations and deregulations. So that's been interesting to be on the kind of front row seat, see some of the mergers and acquisitions, and then kind of work through all of those changes. And our focus right now is integrating AI and automation tech into that technology. So that's been kind of fun to work on and figure out how we can leverage some of those new tools and new technology to do things differently than have been done for the past, like, 50 years. And so that's been a fun project to work on.
Yeah, KR4AAE. Yeah, the automation piece is nice when it works, but when it breaks bad. AI, I'm still on the fence about that one. I don't know what to think about that yet.
I'm kind of with you. I've got mixed feelings about using AI. Personally, I'm trying to avoid it at work. It's been a great tool. And then automation. Like we had a cloud outage this morning. Our cloud went down, which is no fun because it takes down our services. When everything's working, it's great. But when it's not, it's pretty bad. So it can be a challenge when it's not working. What kind of unit are you using to transmit on?
I am on an ICOM 2730 Alpha with a Comet, 2x4, 2-meter antenna that's probably about 36 inches tall on a little mag mount that's on my car right now. I got a similar setup at the house, and I also got a Yaesu ST991 Alpha that I'll use as well from time to time.
Looking at those Yaesu 991 Alphas for a base unit, how do you like it? How's it been to use?
It's got a little bit of a steep learning curve, but if you're in the tech industry and tech sales and you can sit there and read a manual and understand it, the learning curve isn't bad. It's a fantastic radio. It's a shack in the box, which is great. So it does VHF, UHF, and HF. 100 watts on HF max, 50 watts max on the VHF UHF side, and it's awesome. I've taken that out to a park, throw up a little infed antenna in a tree, about 50 watts, and I can make contacts just about anywhere in the U.S. with running just 50 watts. It's a great rig, and the used market right now is really good for them. I'm tempted to buy another one, so I have two, one as a backup.
Looking at that one, and then the ICOM has a shack and a box as well, trying to figure out which way to go, because I like that it has the HF, VHF, and UHF built in, so if I go for my general, which, kicking around the idea, then I have that HF side I can start playing with as well. So I was trying, I've been going back and forth between the Yaesu and the ICOM. I do like some of the features of the Yaesu that I don't think the ICOM has. Where are you finding these guys use? Is it mostly eBay or is it other places? Because I'm getting pretty close to pulling a trigger on something.
There is a Facebook group, Ham Radios for Sale, and they keep all the spammers out and things like that, so you don't get a lot of that mess in there. And most of them, / majority, or all of them, are ham operators in some way, shape, or form. And I've seen some on the used market for $700, $750, because people have just upgraded to the new, I think it's the FTX that came out maybe a few months ago. Everybody upgraded to that, so everybody's trying to get rid of the 991 alphas right now. So if you can hop in that group, that's where I would look.
Fantastic. Yeah, I'm going to jump in there if I can't find a deal on a used one, because it'll be great. I appreciate the advice there. I just got to my destination, so I'm going to pop in here and do some work for a few hours before heading home, just to get out of the house for a little bit, this co-working space. Good talking to you this morning. Enjoyed the Q session. And again, this is KR4FEM. So I had to say 73s to you, and I'll be all clear on your final.
Nice chatting with you, and hope to hear you more on the air. If I'm somewhere around the radio, I'm usually on there monitoring somewhere. KR4FEM, this is KR4AAE 73.